Welcome to 1010 Would Recommend. It's me, your girl, Talani.
And it's me, Gina.
Hello, hello. How are you, my love?
I'm good. I feel so fake on this podcast, acting like we don't speak literally every day.
We speak every day. I know exactly how she is. But we were talking about small talk.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you good at small talk? Because I think I'm great at small talk.
Do you know what? I would totally agree that you're really good at small talk.
And also, I know how to elevate small talk to you telling me about your granddad that died 10 years ago and how sad you are about it.
Really?
I think I can do it really well.
Ooh. I feel like I am quite good at small talk, but I'm also very good at just like letting silence be there.
Okay.
Weirdly, because usually I don't like silence, but sometimes I'm like, okay.
You don't get on. It's like, fine. We've got nothing to say.
It's fine.
Let's talk when we have
there's
to
nothing
talk.
To say. But you are very, very good at small talk.
Yeah.
Very good at small talk.
I try really hard at it.
And my favourite thing is watching you when you meet somebody else from Essex. Your accent goes
more
Essex.
My accent changes. I am such a fake bitch.
Oh my God.
My accent changes straight up. I want you right, babe. Do you know what I mean? I'm not being funny or anything, right?
You're right, babe.
Why have I done that?
You're right, babe. But you do say you're right, babe. But it comes out more.
I do say you're right, babe. Yeah.
It comes out more. But I do love small talk. Why are we talking about small talk?
Because you said all the small talk you have is weather talk.
That's true. I'm just so... It's not that I'm boring, but I feel like there are certain things that even if you've got all the influences of like where your parents are from, you're going to still be very British about.
Yeah.
And for me, it's tea and weather chat.
Yeah.
Always.
The first thing I said when I walked in was, oh, it's a lovely day.
It's just so... What else is there to talk about? Like, you've got to talk about the sun. Surely. What do you think is the most British thing about you?
The weather talk, I would say it's a lovely day.
Yeah.
Oh, do I drink tea at crisis? I do drink tea at crisis.
I love a good bit of tea. Oh, my God.
And also, like, sometimes I'll just huff.
What I'm huffing at,
I'm not too sure, but I'll just, like, huff.
Yeah, I also love complaining.
As a way of annoyance, I love complaining.
I just love complaining.
I genuinely love complaining. Sometimes I, like, want to email complaints.
I bet you're really good at email complaints.
Yeah,
do you send
I love
them often?
It. Not often. I do. Okay, the people that get my most email complaints is, let me tell you this, if you're listening, right? It's my local council.
And you know the ones, especially now you have a house, is like...
That's exactly why.
What am I paying for, please?
When I first started paying... When I went to go and register for council tax,
yeah.
I ring up and she's like, that's like... And I was like, and then she's like, do you remember the whole payment now? I was like, yeah, cool. So I was like, that's cheap. Let's say she says 100 quid.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, sure, let's cheap. Let's pay it all now. And then she was like, no, that's per month. I was like, sorry,
Jesus.
What? I thought the 100 and something was, no. She said, no, yeah, that's per month. I thought the 100 and something was per year.
No, yeah, per month.
I was unaware.
So bad.
That money was a monthly amount that they take from me. I genuinely thought it was a yearly amount. Because when she was surprised that I went to pay the year off, I was like, sis, I'm not broke.
It's
and she was
terrible.
Like, no, it's 100 something a month. I was like, okay, cool, yeah, let's do that monthly. So ever since that's what I pay, if my bin is not collected by 9 a.m. on a Friday, local council hears from me.
And you know what? The money, I want to give money to council. Respectfully, I do. But what am I paying for? What am I actually paying for?
The environment.
Because you men are not, you're not mowing the grass outside my house. You're not doing that. You lot are not doing that. Like when there's leaves and all them, you're not cleaning that.
No one cleans it.
No
one
cleans
it when I get home.
So what am I actually, just tell me, what am I actually paying for?
My local council do wash my wheelie bins.
Do they?
Yeah.
Your council
is so
much better than mine.
They wash my wheelie bins. I was like, okay, one more than a couple. I was like, what are you doing? We do this. I was like, oh, sorry.
We can't get anything in our area. It's actually so sad. It's so sad.
So anytime it's not, I remember there was a strike once. No, nobody wants to know about my bin story. So
we've started complaining.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we have. But I am really appreciative to, like, when they went on strike and we didn't have them for about 3 weeks, honestly, I've never missed people so much in my life. I had to put my bins in the back of my car and go put it in the skip thing.
You had to put your bins in the back of the car.
In the back of the car. When they came back, I nearly gave that man a hug.
Oh.
Like, it was 6 a.m. and I went downstairs, my morning! That they were back. Because I love people striking.
I'm into it too.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Like, it's definitely a mess. I kind of love the drama. Like, when there's a tube strike, I'm like,
You go TFL people.
Yeah, I'm so dramatic. Like, stop it. You guys are striking on Tuesday and Thursday.
Inconveniencing everybody that has to go to work. Go you.
The power you hold. The power you hold. Yeah. Anyway, we digress. This week, the homework was Top Boy, as you know. And by now, hopefully you would have heard our interview with Michael and Araloyan, which was great. I had so much fun in that
interview. I had so much fun. Yeah, they had a really good time.
I miss actually having guests on the podcast.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. And I saw Araloyan at a party.
Did you?
And I kept going, hi! I was like, I hope you recognise me, because I'm like, we're friends now.
No, we are friends. I mean, Michael does.
I feel like he just thinks I'm a weirdo.
No.
I saw someone, I was like, hi.
Oh, no, but we just want the best for him.
That's all.
We just want the best for him.
That's all.
But I'm feeling very tired today, because I was actually up till 3:30 in the morning watching. I binged through the whole of Top Boy.
You are dedicated to the cause.
I genuinely was, like, obviously we watch a lot of this stuff for work, for this podcast, but I genuinely was enjoying it so much. I really, really was.
Okay, what are your findings?
Okay, so
your binge?
Before we go into this, obviously we told you about the homework, so you are going to get spoilers in this episode.
Yeah.
We'll try not to do too many spoilers from the end, but like, you're going to get spoilers.
It's really hard to talk about this and not do the biggest spoiler, but we won't do the biggest
spoiler. We'll just allude to it
with who it might be.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so my thoughts. First and foremost, Top Boy never fails to make me stressed. Oh my God.
Yes.
Every storyline was stressful, but the most stressful storyline for me was Lauren and Curtis up in Liverpool. Oh my God.
So Lauren is not having a good time.
Lauren's having a terrible time.
Obviously, last season she snitched and then she got taken away to Liverpool, and she's in a place where she shouldn't be.
Yeah.
She's pregnant, she's lonely, she's not having a good time,
she's having a terrible time.
She's definitely going through some domestic violence situation sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So there was a scene where she tried to get out of it. And generally, I'm watching it and I have my Apple Watch on, and my Apple Watch went breathe because I literally wasn't breathing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was so stressed out to see if she escapes or not. I'm not going to spoil it for you lot, because I want you to go through the pain.
Yeah, and the tension.
That I went through. But that's what I like. Okay, so when I watch shows about like drugs, right?
Mm.
Like The Powers, The Top Boys, like anything about like drug lords and things like that.
Mm.
I know very little about drug culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when they're talking about going to Monaco and how many bags and greens and whites and crack cocaine.
Yeah. Crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine.
You're selling crack.
And they're like, he was a top boy. He was the master. He was this. How many bags? I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I genuinely, like, I'm here for the vibes.
Yeah.
The bits I'm really invested in are the stories of people.
Yeah.
So it is the domestic violence case. It is what's going on with the environment. It's what's going on with like Shelley and her nail shop and things like that. Shelley doesn't know how to pick them. Like, why is your ex and your current man waste?
Yeah, Shelley.
Why, Shelley?
What happened, babe?
Fine, conservative, good girl like you.
Yeah, exactly. This
why
is the thing,
do you like
it doesn't make
men?
Any sense. She loves bad
she
men.
She loves the bad
like,
man.
Shelley, babe.
We love bad man.
Where's your mate, sir?
She loves the bad man. Why do you like a bad man so much, Shelley? Why can't you just paint nails and be happy?
Exactly. And then you want to be upset when your life is getting ruined. Shelley, I'm so sorry, but take some accountability.
Exactly.
Take some accountability.
It's not all dick that's good dick, Shelley.
Facts.
Good
Facts.
For sake.
Sometimes the bad ones is good, though.
That's why you and Shelley are in trouble.
Yeah, so I would say for me, that was my most stressful. What about you? What stuck out to you?
The Shelley situation, what's going on there. Do you know also, like, a lot of the scenes are filmed in Morocco and Spain.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was a geography lesson for me, because I didn't know Morocco and Spain were that close together.
Yeah.
Because how comes they're going in and out of them? Were they not close together?
How comes everyone
goes in and out of them so quickly?
That's actually true, and I don't know, you know.
I don't know if they're that close together, but that was a thing that was happening.
Yeah.
There's a particular scene of Jamie in Morocco or Spain, I'm not too sure.
Oh my God, yes.
With the kids.
Oh, so good.
It was just so adorable. If you've ever like been away, I've been in Morocco, and it's actually quite flagrant in Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
You would see some kids that are probably homeless or just kind of like street kids or something. They'll like beg for money or whatever. And this happens as well. And you see how Jamie like interacts with them and how he like kind of like falls in love with one.
Mm.
And you know, like towards the end when he gives one his watch.
Yeah.
I've had a similar situation. But mine wasn't a watch, it was my red lipstick. Hear me out.
Did they want that?
She did.
Okay.
So when I was walking to the club,
she
was like following me, and then I was like, I've got no money on me. She said, no, no, no. And she was pointing at my lips because I had bright red lipstick on.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's really cute.
So then I gave her the lipstick and she was so happy.
Oh my
like,
God.
Genuinely, I was just like, I really hope you wear that and you're really happy.
That's so cute. Right? That's so cute. What? Oh my gosh, this reminds me of an article that I read. We might not be able to keep this in because this is a massive tangent, but just hear me out for 2 seconds.
Okay,
you see when like people go and like they volunteer at like orphanages and all these other things. I was reading this post about basically how it affects the mental health of kids who become friends with these people who and promise to be leave, like friends with them and like to see them again and all this other stuff. And the like push and pull of them constantly coming and leaving, leaving. And it broke my heart.
Yep. Yeah, but I can imagine.
It was so sad.
Yeah.
That Jamie scene with the little boy, it was so...
It was lovely.
Michael acted that so well.
Yeah.
Like, it was just absolutely. So... And also because Jamie in the show, he's such a, like... Obviously, he's a bad guy. Like, you know, he's done bad things. But I really feel like his heart is pure.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, when you see him just, like... He seems free, like he's just like playing football and blah blah, and he's just like looking after the. And when he finds out that the boy has a sister, obviously he has siblings, so he went. I love that was one of my favorite.
Yeah, it was still. But the scene that pissed me off was Sully's little cousin. Pebbles.
I'm sorry, but Pebbles, what was going on?
No, how can someone make so many fundamental mistakes?
So many mistakes and get Sully. Like Sully really took a battering for that
beating.
Girl.
A beating.
Like oh my god,
his poor face.
It was, but also. She just kept being a snake. Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Top Boy, this season, a lot of the women were moving very, very,
very
nice.
Very
I'm
snaky.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Very
considering
snaky.
The theme was loyalty, there wasn't any.
There was no loyalty.
Why is that?
Everybody was snaking everybody.
There was no loyalty. None at all.
Everyone. I thought, what is going
none at
on?
All. Family snaked family.
Mm.
Friends snaked friends. Mm. Ops snaked ops. I mean, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Very, very, very
absolutely
shocking.
Absolutely shocking.
It was extremely shocking.
And then there's the dramatic...
And the most shocking of all, which
of
is...
All.
Obviously, we know that Top Boy loves to, like, throw in a big death.
Yes.
There's a big death in this series.
Somebody gonna die today. Somebody gonna die today.
And
somebody did die today.
Somebody did
seemingly,
die today.
Somebody dies today.
It wow.
Yeah.
So
it's shocking.
It's very, very shocking.
It's actually, a few people died.
But listen, bare people.
But a fundamental somebody dies.
Yeah, a fundamental somebody dies. It's absolutely mad. It is absolutely, absolutely mad. I don't even want to say when it happens. It is just mad. My heart came out.
I think it's worth pointing out that Gina told me this before I'd watched it, so she ruined it.
Yeah, because now that Tamani works for Netflix, unfortunately, she has to have the same experience
she
as me,
ruined
which
it.
Is things get ruined for you 3 months in advance.
Ruined it.
I know. I was like...
I stopped in the middle of the street. I was like, what?
I literally said, he dies.
We were walking, having a nice stroll. And I was like, what? That's how shocking it is.
And so that leads us on to the discussion.
Yes.
I don't want to take credit for this because this was purely Talani's idea for us to discuss this because she is a pro at
what's
podcasting.
Mine is yours and what's yours is mine.
Thank you, Queen, because we're loyal to each other.
We are. Unlike the Shane, Sally and Jamie.
Yeah, literally. And that is, I want to split up into two though.
Okay.
What is your most heartbreaking death in a TV show?
Right.
And what's your most shocking death in a TV show?
Ooh.
Because they're quite different, I feel.
Yeah, because sometimes you just didn't expect it.
Exactly.
I think this death in this Top Boy was very shocking.
Yeah, I agree.
And probably one of the most shocking because I was like, but there's so much more.
Also, if I didn't know it was going to happen, I'm already shocked knowing it was coming. But if I didn't know, I would have been like, are you actually kidding me?
Like, what was the reason?
Truly.
Okay. I have a few deaths that really shook my
world.
Please,
because I've written down some.
Yeah,
as well.
Same. I wrote some. So, obviously, Mike Delfino in Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I haven't seen Desperate Housewives. Tell me about
broke
it.
Broke my heart.
Really?
He got killed on his doorstep. And Ooh. Then Susan had to find him there, his wife.
Who killed him?
I cannot remember.
Okay.
And she's just sobbing.
Oh.
And it's actually, like, it is that heartbreak. And you feel it too. And I think the other day it was like 15 years since his death. R.I.P. Mike. And
the fictional character?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
that's
yeah.
how much
okay, sorry,
it means
sorry.
To us. We count it down and we respect him every
sorry.
Year.
Respect
okay?
to the Desperate Housewives
Thank
community.
You. There is Pusey Orange is the New Black? Because again, what was the reason?
What was the reason? That was painful.
What was the reason?
Awful.
And
awful.
What I don't like is when actors decide in their personal lives that they want to move on from a show and then they have to be killed. Mm. Okay, so how do you want the audience to feel?
Yeah, I agree. Oh, awful. That was so bad. That was so bad. Yeah.
There was also, I don't know if you guys watch Greenleaf. If you watch Greenleaf.
Oh my God, I remember watching the first few seasons. I haven't watched it.
I finished it to the very end.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to...
Go on, go ahead.
The bishop dies, okay? And he dies in his sleep. And it's so fucking sad.
He dies.
And what's always really sad about when people die is then like their loved ones find them.
Yeah.
It's never just, a bad person that just died and never gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's always the loved one. And then, of course, there is Michael in Jane the Virgin.
Oh, my God. I had that on my list as well. Michael Cordero. Oh, my God. Genuinely, I cried. I genuinely cried.
Same.
Also, I was so surprised.
Same.
Like, I couldn't believe it because he's such a main
made
character.
Made me cry. And the one that made me sob of recent is It's a Sin.
That's such a good one, Talani.
When Colin died in It's a Sin, I actually wanted to say, like, God, why do you let bad things happen to good people?
It's a Sin like, had me fucked
no, no,
up.
No, I sobbed in that scene
awful.
Because it... Why him?
It was so sad. It was so, so, so sad.
Why him?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
So those are my deaths that broke my heart.
That was a really good list.
Yeah, thank
you.
Wow.
Okay, so I also had Michael Cordero, as I said. As soon as I say this, you're going to, because I know you watched it. Do you remember when, and this was even worse because he died, John Ritter, Paul Hennessy from Eight Simple Rules?
Oh, my God.
No.
And because it was so much pain, because it was the fictional character.
He actually died. And they had to write him out the show. No, please, guys. If you... People who are around Talani's age...
And I love
You
Eight
will
Simple
know.
Rules.
If you watched Eight Simple Rules, the main character, the dad, Paul Hennessy, when the guy who played him, John Ritter, died in real life suddenly, and then they had to write him out the show, it was so heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. And like in the show, they said that basically he died in like a car crash. That, to this day, I have not forgotten about that.
Yeah, because I loved Eight Simple Rules as well. And all of those kind of shows, all of the dads in the shows, I really loved them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like growing up, when you watch the sitcoms, you watch the Family Home, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, it was, oh.
Yeah, God, yeah, that's a great one. That was very, very sad.
That was really, really sad. This kind of relates to Top Boy because I feel like The Wire, which is a classic show and is kind of similar in theme. Did you ever watch The Wire?
My truth is I haven't watched it yet.
Fair enough.
I will do. I absolutely will do. And everyone thinks I'm an uncultured swine
for
watching it.
I understand.
But I'm going to.
You need to decide.
Space. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to decide. But Wallace, who's actually played by Michael B. Jordan, dies in The Wire. And it's like another Top Boy scenario where it's like just unfortunate. Like they just had to. And then his mates did it. Like, and they just literally, and what's so sad about that scene where he dies is that because they're young boys that have like been indoctrinated into this system and drugs, you know, it's hard to get out. He pees himself because he's so scared.
Shit.
And the boy who's like his friend, and he's like, you know, stand up, like you need to be brave. It's so sad. It's so, so sad. So that's my one. And have you ever watched The Good Wife?
Yes.
Do you remember?
I didn't finish it though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is going to be a spoiler for you, but Will Gardner from The Good Wife, you know the main...
Keep spoiling shit. Yeah, go on.
Yeah,
he dies.
I mean,
he dies also. Okay.
That's on you, that's okay. on you. Okay. But Will Gardner from The Good Wife, again, that was just shocking. The thing is, it's when they start killing the main
the
characters...
The main characters.
And you're like...
Yeah, writers, come here.
yeah. Come close, gather around.
Why?
Literally, why?
Why? What joy did you get from it?
Because it's actually unnecessary.
You created this character. You thought about them. You breathed them. You thought you visualized them.
Mm.
You knew things about them that wasn't appearing on the show.
Yeah.
Like when you write a character, you decided to have oat milk, honey milk, whatever all the milks are. You decide that. Even if that never comes up on the show.
Yeah.
Just to figure out what kind of person they are. You grow to love this person. And then you kill them. And you think you're getting to heaven.
It's so sad.
Disgusting.
I'm still never going to get over that Paul Hennessy one. It was so... The John Ritter
Because that
Hennessy.
Was just awful because of the real life occurrence of it as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. It's so sad. Anyway, that would be my feelings.
I want to spoil... No, I can't spoil. It's too big of a spoiler, is it?
What?
To say who died in Top Boy?
We can't say it.
What happens?
What if we say it?
Yeah, what happens? Generally, what's the worst thing that happens?
Well, probably nothing, to be fair.
Right?
But what are we going to achieve by saying who it is? You look like a naughty school child.
Okay, we won't. But do you know what? I can't wait for everyone to see it and then start talking about it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for everyone to start talking about it.
It's literally... I feel like I'm going to spoil
it. Don't say more.
Okay.
Don't say no more.
People are going to be very upset. I'm
still very upset.
Fuming. I do really want to talk about
it. Ronan is going to hear from me.
Literally.
Because why did you do that, Ronan? What was the reason?
Okay.
Any other top boy feelings and thoughts from this season?
What other thoughts? It really did get me thinking about, like, I think in Top Boy, they have like their own, because the theme is loyalty over everything, they have their own moral code of ethics. Like, even though they're stabbing up people, kidnapping people, selling drugs, ruining people's lives, there's like all of these rules that you're still supposed to abide by. So like, you should never snitch. Mm-hmm. If you hurt someone's family and where that's like blood or in the same crew, yeah, like you get finished. Or like, they're allowed to, you know, finish you because they need to settle it. Like that kind of stuff. And it got me thinking, like, what is your line to never cross? Like, what's your own things that's in your little moral code of ethics where you're like, oh, you can't do that?
I mean, killing.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of meant more. Sorry, that's called the law.
Killing feels really bad. It feels negative. I feel like it would keep me up at night if I was to kill. I don't think I'd recover mentally if I killed anyone.
I mean, like, for example, okay, the example of mine is a line that I don't like being crossed personally, so like generally it's fine for most people, is like, if I tell you something and you tell somebody else.
Right. Mm-mm. Yes.
And the thing is, I actually don't mind people telling my business, but don't make me find out. Don't make that come to me.
Yes.
And now I'm like, so I can't tell you nothing.
And also, in the vein of that, if I tell you, if you've heard something about me and you tell me that, like, oh, Lucy called you a stupid bitch, I'd be like, okay, cool, let's call Lucy together. If you're like, no, I don't want Lucy to know, why did you tell me?
That's actually so...
That actually jars me. Let's call Lucy together.
Because what did you want me to do with that information?
And then people will tell you the information and say, don't say it came from me. What kind of stupidity is that? You can't... So what proof do I have to go to Lucy?
Yeah, what did you want me to do with that? What would you want me to do with that? Yeah, that's so
because
true.
Because if I ever tell you something I've heard about you, if you're like, yeah, tell them I told... Yeah, say it. Say it. Say it. So they know next time not to tell me shit. Say it. Because do you know what else I really hate, yeah? I hate when someone tells you something that's not a secret because they've told about five different people, right? Yeah. You know they're non-secrets, so they've told about five different people.
Yeah.
I don't like it because I'm always like, if this ever comes out, I don't want to be in line of questioning that it was me that put it out.
Right.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to tell more than me, don't tell me.
Yeah. That's true. Because that's actually true.
You've told five people, now you have to question five people. I don't ever want to be one of the five people that you have to question because I don't tell.
Yeah, that's true. You're very good at keeping secrets.
Right?
Very, very good.
Till this day, I have no things about people.
Same here.
That would make me a bit of money to the press. No, I'm kidding. Well, I just don't talk.
I'm kind of like realistic. Like, I actually don't... You can talk, innit? But it's like, don't be stupid. Don't make me... It kind of... Weirdly, I know this is like, I hate cheating, but like, it's kind of similar with the cheating. It's like, people cheat sometimes.
Right.
But are you really going to embarrass, humiliate me by making me find out that you've cheated? That's how I feel about secrets. And also, don't make me have to say, it's a secret. Just understand when it's a secret.
Right.
Which you're good at doing.
What do you say before saying a secret so the person knows the secret? My favourite is between me and you.
I say that to you between all me and the you. Time. Between I did you tell Talani so many and I go, between you.
I love a between me and you. Like, I think it is great.
Between me and you is literally the line. Between me and you.
Because I never say don't tell anyone. It feels too childlike.
Yeah.
But between me and you, it feels intimate. It feels personal.
Yeah, that's true. That's my favourite one. I never really say it's a secret.
Don't tell anyone. Yeah, it feels a bit really like, say you
don't
should
tell
know.
Well, I only say don't tell anyone where I'm like, this is serious.
Yeah,
like,
seriously, please don't tell anyone.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah. But...
Or I'm finished. I shouldn't be saying this, however.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so loyalty didn't happen in Top Boy.
No.
A top boy dies, depending on who you think is the top boy.
Yeah.
That could be anyone.
It could be anyone.
Deshane is a dick.
Yeah, Deshane...
Gave me really bad vibes this season.
Deshane, this season, what is your actual problem? I feel like every other character...
elevated and grew up.
And you, yeah, and you can see their, like, you can see their moral, like, you can see that inside they've got a heart still. Yeah. Like, even though Sully moves absolutely mad this season. Sully? Yeah. What is up with Sully? Sully is like a bulldog.
He's going through a lot of mental health issues, Sully.
Yeah, Sully is moving so mad.
He didn't handle death very well.
Duchesne, like, you don't even see him crack. Even when his mum dies.
Woo! Nobody asked you to tell them that. Nobody told you to tell them that.
Well, maybe if y'all had done the whole work, I wouldn't have to ruin it for you.
No, but that episode is far down.
Yeah.
You didn't need to do that. But it's fine, it happened. Well, I like it.
His mum dies, and I'll tell you I'm spoiling it too.
She dies on the staircase.
She dies.
Boo hoo Duchesne. Here, some feelings. Have some.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Sorry. Our bad.
Okay, so T, what is your 10 out of 10 would recommendation for
my
this week?
My recommendation for this week is very different to Top Boy.
Okay.
It is a stand-up special by Ali Wong. It's called Done Wrong. Done Wrong. And the whole premise of it is just her talking about, like, womanhood and things like that. And one of the funniest things she talks about is that she says that women have it twisted. We think that having it all is like having a husband and blah, 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 blah. Well, she thinks having it all is a husband, family, but also like being able to cheat and have a side piece.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Also, I love Ali Wong's comedy special.
She's hilarious.
She's so, so funny.
She's absolutely hilarious. And it's a really good time. It's like an hour long. And it's just a good time.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good recommendation.
Yeah. And after the stress of Top Boy, it was a good thing for me to watch. Because that stressed me out.
Yeah, that's a good one. I just continue to watch stressful things. And I've been watching a documentary called Worst Roommate Ever.
Oh, my God. I've seen some of that.
Yeah. The thing is, okay, look, I want to preface what I'm about to say with saying that I am in no way condoning anything that happened. It all so awful what happened. And just to tell you what the premise is, basically, it's a documentary about this, basically, this little old white lady who just went around killing bare people.
She was insane.
She, like, killed, like, she was just, like, poisoning elder people. I think she had, like, an old people's home, and she was just, like, poisoning them. She was doing a madness. She was, like, she looked older than she was, so that, and she used the...
She used the fact that
she looked like a little, yeah, like a cute little old white lady. Awful. But, again, there is something about... It's that genre of white women that can con everybody, and it takes them so long to figure it out. It's the same with Inventing Anna.
Yep.
They just have a skill. I don't know what it is. Like, I was like, this woman has actually conned everybody.
Yeah, white fragility. Everyone sees them as fragile.
Like, I was like, she was like, they were like, oh, please, can we search your home? She was like, why would you have to do that? These times they're finding bodies in the garden.
And girl, she knows that she's got the bodies there.
Like.
And she knows.
And literally the police officer, she was like, oh, please, can I go next door? I need to meet someone at the cafe. Or I think she wanted to get a coffee or something like that. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's fine.
She's a killer.
She ran off. She took off. I was like, brother, what did you really, really think that she wasn't going to run? She probably even had, she probably had night trainers in her bag. She was.
Cushion.
Yeah.
It's so funny because when I saw the title of that, there was a TV show on Channel 5 years ago called Worst Housemate or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like about like someone that was really messy and like, you know, leaving dishes or didn't pay the bills or things like that. So I thought it would be in that world.
Yeah.
Of just like a normal,
oh, you thought it was just, yeah.
This little nice show about like messy housemates and housemates that don't do things. I didn't think it was about killers.
It's absolutely. I do. I made a video a while ago about things I would do if I was a little old white lady.
One of them kill.
No, it wasn't kill, but it was steal.
Absolutely.
I'd still bear.
Oh, absolutely.
Because what is anybody going to do?
All the time.
Nobody
I can't wait to get old. I hope it like that standard is given to little black ladies.
Yeah, I hope
little
that too.
Old black women as well.
And I'm going to try it out. Don't you worry, guys. Yeah. When I'm a little old black lady.
Because little old black ladies, what they can get away with is having a mouth on them.
That's so true.
They are so lippy.
I'm going to say whatever the fuck they I want.
And I cannot wait to be able to be lippy and get away with it.
Yeah.
But also, I want to add stealing to it.
Yeah, I want to add stealing too. Yep. I want to add stealing. That's why I loved that episode of Grace and Frankie where they, I think like, they steal from a shop and like they were like, no one's going to know. No one's going to care.
Oh my God, I forgot. I didn't realise. I want to be a lippy, stealing old black woman.
So do I.
And I just want a streak of grey hair, not my whole head, just a streak of it like they have. It's really cute.
Yeah, I love that.
But I still dress really nice. All the clothes I steal.
I will just pretend. I'll just say, oh, no. I'll just cry. I'll cry.
My kids are going to be sick of me, like, mom again. Like, yeah.
Yeah, just wanted it. I was in Marks and Spencer's.
It was a long queue.
I went to Liberty. Liberty's very nice. I took one of the perfumes.
And every time I go to a restaurant, if they've got like nice colour with glasses, I'm going to steal it.
100% it's going in the bag.
I'm
going
to steal it.
I hope you guys are hearing this because 100% that's what I'm going to do. So don't be surprised when I've stolen you lot's colour with the glasses. I'm going to be surprised. There you go.
But yeah.
Anyway, worst roommate ever and Ali Wong's new comedy special. What's it called again?
Don Wong.
Yep. That is it for this week. The homework for next week is Bridgerton. So make sure that you've watched it. It's season 2 of Bridgerton. Well, it's actually out today. So you have a good amount of time to watch it. And we'll talk about it next week. But until then...
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye. I'm off to steal. Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Tully_T on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Smile Gina on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. And you can find Netflix UK at Netflix UK on all social platforms, but we're at Netflix on TikTok. If you've got any recommendations. Also, if you want to tell us about your most shocking or most heartbreaking death, please tweet with the hashtag 1010 would recommend.
Please
and
do.
We'll get involved because we love looking at the hashtag.
And if you're angry at Gina for spoiling, please also tweet 1010 would recommend. That would be great.
And then I will reply back and tweet...
the biggest spoiler.
And I'll keep tweeting spoilers. So do that with caution. Love you.
Bye.